it's not news.
By Jove, it's not news.
Yes, indeed. At 7:15 on a Thursday, it is time to look at what wasn't news this week. Shane Anderson joins me. Shane, what wasn't news this week? What horror shows have we had to put up with in the news cycle?
Good morning, Nick. We have, I don't know, a kind of depressing one to start off with. I'm actually sorry to be the bearer of this news. Normally the not news is the light stuff and then we segue into the existential dread.
Yeah.
But we're going to start off with the news that Paddles, the first cat of New Zealand, who was... I kind of made fun of a couple of weeks ago on Not News, has unfortunately passed away.
Yes, it is very, very sad news. You're right, it didn't need to eat the news cycle as much as it did. It is clearly very, very sad.
It is very sad, and this is kind of this is a weird Not News one because I am really upset about this. So the kitten was only 12 months old and it was a rescue cat and it's got its cute little paddles and it did suck up the news cycle when the Prime Minister of New Zealand was sworn in. All anyone could focus on was the cat, and unfortunately that cat has met a sad and untimely end.
And a horrible one too, hit by a car.
I don't know what else to add to that because I am a little bit upset by that this morning.
I can understand that. And during Feline Health Awareness Month as well.
And it was a rescue cat. So they're asking anyone who is affected by the death of Paddles to donate to the SPCA because it's the pound. They rescue animals. It's they're doing good things. This is unmitigated good. That's not news. Donate to the RSPCA. Help the animals.
But you're right, it maybe wasn't front page news. Or shouldn't have been front page news.
I don't know anymore, Nick. I'm too confused.
Okay. What's next?
Look, next is right back into genuine not news. Nutella has been making headlines this week.
Again?
They're changing the recipe.
To what?
More sugar.
More sump oil?
More sugar, more milk, less hazelnuts. Which is, I don't know, is anyone surprised that they're making... their product more sugary and tasteless? I feel like this is maybe some sort of metaphor for where society is heading in general. We're becoming more tasteless.
We are becoming more tasteless. Look, I haven't had Nutella in a very long time. I don't really even remember what it tasted like. It was kind of that almost chocolate, but not quite the chocolate you hoped you were going to get.
I mean, it's good on crepes and pancakes and stuff, but people get very fired up when the junk food they love changes a tiny little bit. And I think this is Twitter's fault for giving people a platform to share shock about things that don't really matter.
I was here when they changed the recipe for shapes. I was here for that. I remember that. I went through that.
Yeah, the shape gate.
The shape gate. I remember it. So now we've got Nutella following suit. I can't wait. You're right, though. Why did junk food changing a recipe does not need to be news?
Yet it always is. It is always the top of the news cycle. And then finally, we have the news that came out last night, that the citizenship scandal deepens with Jackie Lambie having a father from the UK. Now, this may or may not disqualify her. We don't know, but it's enough to send the media into a tizzy. This is headline news. And I think what this citizenship farce shows above all is that this rule is stupid because we are clearly a nation of immigrants. There is only like 2% of the population that are the first peoples. They are the only ones who aren't from somewhere. Everyone in Australia has connections overseas. And this whole farce has been fantastic to watch people we don't like going down, but it's just stupid.
You know, this is the first time you've ever pulled myself and Jeff into a not news topic, because that's what we spoke about at 6:15 was Jackie Lambie as the big headline of the day.
This is the post-truth era. Everything that's not news is news, and everything that's news is not news.
Everything is up for grabs.
Yeah.
Look, I'm hoping for an end to citizenship soon. I agree with you on that one. Let's just kick them all out and start again.
Yeah, I'm down for that.
I'm down with that. Like, burn it to the ground, fire it back up from the ashes, hope for the best.
Yeah, Nick for PM.
Sure, I'll give it a crack. Or my cat.
Yeah.
There
true,
we go.
True. Done. And you can be the Twitter account
yep.
for your cat.
That's it.
For the real news, look, it was really hard tossing up between the Paradise Papers, which is huge.
Huge.
But I've decided to go with something that surprisingly hasn't been getting as much media attention as it should be because okay. it's horrible. The situation in Manus Island.
Yes.
Again. It's terrifying
yeah.
what is happening. The camp has closed down. When the Australian government announced this, we thought it was going to be a good thing. Of course, it has been completely bungled and people's lives are now at risk. Their lives have been at risk in Papua New Guinea since they arrived, but they've taken the fences down. There's nowhere to hide. So the refugees are refusing to leave. Then they don't have access to food or water. The big news this week was that the Papua New Guinean government has blocked access of supplies into the camp. And it's easy for the media to put that as a big headline. Oh, how dare the PNG government do this? This is our fault.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And more people are going to die. And it's going to be on our hands.
And this whole thing is a huge stain. This is the Australian government. This isn't something like it reads like some sort of historical thing in a textbook. Oh, in the medieval times, this horrible thing happened. But this is happening to people now, and it's our fault.
I couldn't agree more. It's absolutely shocking. And, you know, I've spoken to Jeff about this as well. What scares me is that we currently live in a country where this plays well. You and I might be horrified about it. I think everyone listening is probably horrified about it. But you listen to some of the other outlets, you listen to what people are saying on the street, they want a hard line. This could get Peter Dutton the prime ministership because of what a hard line he's taking.
It is scary, yeah.
It really frightens me. Well, thank you for that ending to that one, Shane Anderson. That was not news. We'll do it again next week.